Well, good morning. It is January 10th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking Genesis chapter 11, Matthew chapter 10, and then we are going to be finishing a book of scripture, the first book of scripture that we are going to be finishing for the whole year, the book of Ezra. We're going to read Ezra chapter 10, and that's a great thing, finishing one book already. Then we're going to read Acts chapter 10. So let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 11. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they used a brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their speech, so that they will not understand one another's speech." And so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. And therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. And these are the records of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arshashad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arshashad, and he had other sons and daughters. Arshashad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. And Arshashad lived 403 years and he became the father of Shelah, and he had other sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years and became the father of Eber, and Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and he had other sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and became the father of Peleg, and Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg, and he had other sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and became the father of Reu, and Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and he had other sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and became the father of Serug. And Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug, and he had other sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years and became the father of Nahor, and Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor, and he had other sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and became the father of Terah, and Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah, and he had other sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years, and he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now, these are the records of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves, and the names of Abram's wife were Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, and the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Ishcah. Sarai was barren, and she had no children. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, his son, Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. That was Genesis chapter 11. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 today. Matthew chapter 10. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. And these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, nor a bag for your journey, or even two coats or sandals or a staff. For the worker is worthy of his support. And whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay in his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting, and if the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. And whoever does not receive you nor heed your words as you go out of the house or that city, shake the dust off of your feet. Truly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for that land in Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, and so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in the synagogues. And you will even be brought before the governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them, to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how or what you are to say, for it will be given you in the hour what you are to say. For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against parent and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. And if they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign the members of the household? And therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ears, proclaim on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered, and so do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. And therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I also will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. And he who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who lost his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. And he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. That was Matthew chapter 10. Let's move on over to the book of Ezra. We're going to finish that book today, Ezra chapter 10, and move on to the book of Nehemiah tomorrow. Ezra chapter 10. Now, while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly, men, women, and children, gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly. Shechinah, the son of Jethiel, one of the sons of Elam, said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God, and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land, and yet now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. And so now let us make a covenant with our God, to put away all the wives and their children according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility, but we will be with you. Be courageous and act." Then Ezra rose and made the leading priests, the Levites, and all of Israel take oaths that they would do according to this proposal. And so they took the oath. And then Ezra rose from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehohanan and the sons of Eliashib. And although he went there, he did not eat bread nor drink water, for he was mourning over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the exiles that they should assemble at Jerusalem. And whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the leaders and the elders, all his possessions should be forfeited, and he himself excluded from the assembly of the exiles. And so all the men of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within the 3 days. And it was the 9th month of the 20th of the month. And all the people sat in the open square before the house of God, trembling because of this matter and the heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have been unfaithful and have married foreign wives according to the guilt of Israel. Now, therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the foreign wives." And then all the assembly replied with a loud voice, "That's right. As you have said, so it is our duty to do. But there are many people. It is the rainy season, and we are not able to stand in the open, nor can the task be done in 1 or 2 days, for we have transgressed greatly in this matter. Let our leaders represent the whole assembly, and let all those in our cities who have married foreign wives come at appointed times together with the elders and the judges of each city until the fierce anger of our God on account of this matter is turned away from us. Only Jonathan the son of Ashiel and Jeziah the son of Tikvah oppose this, and Meshulam and Shabbatai the Levite supporting them." But the exiles did so, and Ezra the priest selected men who were heads of the fathers' houses for each of their fathers' households, all of them by name. And they convened on the first day of the 10th month to investigate the matter. And they finished investigating all the men who had married foreign wives by the first day of the 1st month. Among the sons of the priests who had married foreign wives were found of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah. And they pledged to put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their offense. And of the sons of Immer, there were Hanani and Zebediah. And of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, Uzziah, and the sons of Pashur, Elanai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaniah, Jozabad, and Elisha. Of the Levites, there were Jozabad, Shimei, Kelaliah, that is, Kelita, Pethadiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers, there was Elishib, and of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Teleb, and Uri. Of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, there were Ramai, Izai, Malachaliah, and Mizjamin, and Eleazar, Makajiah, and Benaniah. And of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. And of the sons of Zatu, Elonai, Elishib, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, Aziah. And of the sons of Bibai, Jachanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Atatlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, and Adoniah, Jashub, Sheol, and Jeremoth. And of the sons of Pahath Moab, Adna, Chelal, Benaniah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Benu, and Maaseiah, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Shimon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. And of the sons of Hashum, Mataniah, Matata, Zabed, Elitheth, Jeremoth, Manasseh, and Shimei. And of the sons of Bani, Madni, Amram, Uel, Benaniah, Bedidiah, Chelashai, Vanai, Meramoth, Elishib, Mathaniah, Matanei, Jashu, Bani, Buni, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adoniah, Makadiabai, Shashabai, Sharai, Azrael, Shelemiah, Shemamariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, there were Jehiel, Mataniah, Zabdad, Zebina, Jabni, Joel, and Benaniah. All these had married foreign wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. That was Ezra. We finished the first book this year. Ezra. We're going to move on to the book of Nehemiah tomorrow. That's great. It's always great to finish scripture. Maybe that was the first reading for one of you for the book of Ezra, the first time that you read through it. That's kind of cool, you know, to finish one book of scripture. That's kind of neat. But praise God for that. And we're going to finish many, many more throughout our time and our reading. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to move on over to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 today. Acts chapter 10. Now, there was a man at Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort a devout man and one who feared God with all of his household and gave many alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. About the ninth hour of the day, he clearly saw in a vision an angel of God who had come in and said to him, "Cornelius," and fixing his gaze on him and being much alarmed, he said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial before God. Now dispatch some men to Joppa and send for a man named Simon, who is also called Peter. He is staying with a tanner named Simon, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who was speaking to him had left, he summoned two of his servants and a devout soldier of those who were of his personal attendants, and after he had explained everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. And the next day, as they were on their way and approaching the city, Peter went on up to the housetop about the sixth hour to pray, but he became hungry and was desiring to eat, and while they were making preparation, he fell into a trance, and he saw the sky open up, and an object like a great sheet coming down, lowered by four corners to the ground. And there were in it all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean." And again a voice came to him a second time, "What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy." And this happened three times, and immediately the object was taken up into the sky. Now, while Peter was greatly perplexed in mind as to what the vision which he had seen might be, behold, the man who had been sent by Cornelius, having asked direction for Simon's house, appeared at the gate, calling out, they were asking whether Simon, who was also called Peter, was staying there. And while Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself." And Peter went down to the men and said, "Behold, I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for which you have come?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous and God-fearing man, well spoken of by the entire nation of the Jews, was divinely directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and hear a message from you." And so he invited them in and gave them lodging. And on the next day, he got up and went away with them, and some of the brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day, he entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. And when Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter raised him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am just a man." And as he talked with him, he entered and found many people assembled. And he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner or to visit him. And yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or unclean. And this is why I came without even raising an objection when I was sent for. And so I ask, for what reason you have sent for me?" Cornelius said, "Four days ago to this hour I was praying in my house during the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in shining garments. And he said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. And therefore send to Joppa to invite Simon, who is also called Peter, to come to you. And he is staying at the house of Simon the tanner by the sea. And so I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now then, we are all here present before God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord.' And opening his mouth, Peter said, 'I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace throughout through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all of Judea, starting from Galilee after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and how with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and they also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. And God raised him up on the third day and granted that he become visible, not to all the people, but to the witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people and to solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message. All the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they were hearing them speaking with tongues and exalting God. And then Peter said, surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he? And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they asked him to stay on for a few days. And that was it. That was Acts chapter 10. Thank you all so much for joining me for our Bible reading for January 10th, 2023. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I really appreciate you all joining me each and every single day. Again, great job at finishing our first book of the first book of the year. We're going to read through Nehemiah, and from what I'm looking at right now, we're going to finish Nehemiah, and that'll be the second book, and then Esther, and then we'll be, before you know it, you'll have the whole Bible read. That's just how this goes, and that's a really, really cool thing, so good job today. But again, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I would pray that you use this word in our hearts. Lord, that we would just honor you, that we might not sin against you. Lord, that we would love one another and that we would grow together in our understanding and our knowledge of this word. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just help us this day. Give us the strength and grace to do all that we need to do for your glory's sake. And again, Lord, I just thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who join me so faithfully every day. I pray, God, that we would all stick with this every day, that we would read the Bible together throughout the year, developing that habit of doing this every single day. Lord, I pray that for myself. I pray that for each one. Lord, we love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.